agreed that we need a guru for material as well as spiritual lives. But the question is, since there are so many gurus, how do we know who is bona fide and who is bogus? This is a very important and relevant question. And the answer is Shastra and Acharya Chakshu. See and judge through the eyes of the scriptures and the great Acharyas. Why scriptures and Acharyas only? Because they are the absolute and impeccable authority on the words of God. And each and every Shastra or scripture state that apart from the fact that the Guru must come in parampara and follow his predecessor Guru, who should also be bona fide, his prime responsibility is that he must be a transparent wire medium between the disciple and God, and his only duty is to reconnect the disciple with God. He should present the teachings of the scriptures as it is to the disciple, as it is coming down from God to his followers without any addition, subtraction, and without using one's own interpretation. The Guru should have no ulterior motive and selfishness, otherwise he isn't qualified to be a Guru. Now, I also spoke about the Acharya. Please note that the Acharya is different from a Guru and an ordinary devotee. He is an empowered agent of the Lord who has a special prerogative of adjusting the words of God according to time, place, circumstances. And his whole life is an example of full and selfless surrender to God that is described in the scriptures. Example of such an Acharya is Srila Prabhupada, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarkacharya, etc. One can clearly recognize an Acharya by their words, action and deeds, and they surrender everything to the service of God. Many times the scriptures also foretell the appearance of such an Acharya, and we can know that they are descended by the symptoms they display according to the scriptures. So without any doubt, one can follow these two authorities and then select a guru according to the standard describing the qualifications of a bona fide guru. In the Padma Purana, it is mentioned that any mantra that we receive must come from a guru in parampara. Without parampara, the mantra is impotent and will not yield any result. It is also stated in the same scripture that the following are the four bona fide Vaishnava sampradayas: Sri Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, Brahma Sampradaya and Kumar Sampradaya. And all these four sampradayas have their base in Jagannath Puri Dham. So bona fide guru from any of these sampradayas can be accepted. The scriptures also state the necessity of following the four regulatory principles for any spiritualist who would like to reconnect with God, since these four principles form the foundation of Dharma. And without following Dharma and being free from sinful activities, there is no possibility of attaining the Lord. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that Dharma can't exist if these four things are present: meat eating, gambling, illicit sex and intoxication. This is the easiest way to identify a bogus guru, since many so-called gurus are addicted to these habits secretly. Generally, most of the people will not be able to notice this unless and until this is exposed. And by the time this happens, most of the follower lives are ruined because of trusting and sacrificing everything for their bogus gurus. That is why the parampara system is the safest, secured and assured way of reconnecting with God, because even if someone's guru deviates or falls down, then one can still connect to or take shelter of his param guru's disciples or to one's guru's followers who are bona fide and can advance on the path of devotion. Otherwise, it will be like blind leading the blind and all of them falling into the ditch. Also note that it is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam that if one accepts a guru blindly, is not bona fide, then both the guru and the disciple goes to hell. Another important point is that in Kali Yuga, many gurus claim to be God or claim that one can become God. This is also another sign of extreme fraudulence. According to scriptures, one can never become God. And why would one like to become God or claim he is God when God himself wants to become the servant of his devotees and take a minor position? In the material realm, everyone wants to become the master and controller of others, because they think that's how they will attain greatest pleasure. But they forget and do not realize that ultimately this attitude ends up in experiencing frustration and suffering because it intensifies the quality of envy. But in reality, the more we try to serve one another, the more we experience bliss and satisfaction, and this is what only exists in the spiritual realm. So to become God or claim to be God is certainly a sign of envy. If we select any of the four sampradayas described earlier, then things become very easy to accept and follow, because the link is ultimately connected to the Supreme and is sanctioned by Him. However, things become very complicated and uncertain if one chooses a different sampradaya, which is not authorized in the scriptures. This principle also applies in the material world. When we apply for a job or graduate from a university, then everyone needs references. If we graduate from a university that is unauthorized or not recognized or not sanctioned by anyone, or if we can't provide them authorized references, then no one will offer a job or grant admission in a university for higher studies. So essentially, bona fide parampara is like an accredited university, and guru and sadhus are our references, without whom it is generally not possible to reconnect with God. Also, parampara is the most trusted form of passing information or valuable things. Like we see that in a family, a father passes down all his wealth to his son, and the son will pass to his son, and so on, provided they are all loyal to each other. Thank you.